This upcoming podcast is rated M for mature. We use swearsies and talk about adult stuff. All contents herein are for entertainment purposes only, and all stated opinions, views, and jokes are those of the person making them and should not be taken as any sort of gospel. Listener discretion is advised. Everybody, welcome back to the Utah Outcasts. It's a show, and it's been going on for 440 episodes as you're listening to this one. So, welcome. We're glad to have you along. Let's see. We have Kyle and myself joining you tonight. Hi, I'm X, and we've been doing this show for a really, really long time.
Really, really, really long time.
Yeah, 2015 is when we started doing this goddamn thing. And, some people might have noticed, like, we've been doing a little less episode-y kind of stuff in the last couple of months, but I'm not going to come up with excuses, just I sometimes just don't have it in me. Life sometimes gets in the way. Like, back when my kids were, like, 3 or 4 years old, it was a lot easier for me to break away and do
stuff. Yeah, you just lock them in their room and they're fine.
Well, like, bedtime was a thing, you know.
Throw them a tortilla, they'll be fine.
Or my favorite radio guy used to say, just give them a box of cereal and a hammer, they'll be all right.
Yeah.
All life's problems
right.
are solved with
it,
that one.
It doesn't have to be like a real hammer. It's like one of those little plastic ones, hammers, yeah. You know, squeaky ones that aren't really going to hurt anything.
But still could squish a bug.
Sure.
And scaring an animal.
Sure.
If they get hit by it. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I'm not going to, like I said, not coming up with excuses. Just sometimes it's last week I was like, you know what? I really just want to spend time with my wife mm-hmm. and, you know, go to a nice meal and not have to look at the clock and figure out, okay, am I going to be on time? What's going to happen? Do I have the shit lined up for the week to talk about it this week? And it's like, it's not like it's that hard of work, but, you know, between the real job, real family, and all this other stuff, sometimes you just don't have the spoons, you know? Yeah. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but winters in Utah can get really fucking depressing, man.
Yeah. they'll suck. They can suck. They can suck bad.
Yeah. Thankfully, we're all still alive and still here, so anyway. Let's see. We were going to talk about what we've been up to this week. That's usually what we do at the beginning here. I took my kid for their first driving lesson.
Oh, isn't that so much fun?
For the most part, she did a very good job. You know, like, but the way she had, it's always funny to me, the varied way that people position them, their seats in cars mm-hmm. and stuff. And like, she's short, like she's 5'3 or something like that. A little bit taller than Felicia, but you know, mm-hmm. still short, shortish. So like the seats all the way up, all the way forward. And I'm like, you know, the steering wheel telescopes, right? Like you could bring it out to you further if you want to. And she's like, no, this is fine. And she's like, kind of like hunched over. And I'm like, that doesn't look very comfortable at all, but whatever makes her comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just a couple, like a mile or so away. We were at there's a place over here called the Freeport Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a industrial / factory place that it's just a giant open area that used to be a defense depot for like the military to store ammunition and
yeah.
jeeps and shit like that during World War II.
Yeah.
Because rail lines run into it. It used to be the place.
Mm-hmm.
But right now it's just semis coming in and out of here all the fucking time. Sunday afternoon, there's nobody over in this area, and it's just wide open. It's private property, but it's not something that people really give a shit about.
Yeah, not.
I drive through there constantly because it's a nice little shortcut to get instead of having to go around fucking everything to get to my house.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we come over there, and I start showing her like, okay, this is a parking lot, and I'm going to let you just put it into neutral, and then we're going to go into drive. And I don't want you to push the gas. I want you to just let it roll on its own. You know, it'll get there. And there were a couple of parts where it was like a little bit steeper uphill and it wasn't working. So I'm like, okay, give it some gas. And it fucking threw me back. And I'm like, okay, avoid hard pushes on these things, you know?
Yep.
Chill. And for the most part, she did well, except for she hasn't learned the stay in your own fucking lane. It's hard when there's no lines on the road,
right.
You know, to know whether you're in the lane or not. But mm-hmm. Like, I'm looking and we're like, we're obviously traveling in the middle of the thoroughfare. I'm like, you need to get closer to the shoulder. Where's the shoulder? It's the place closest to where you don't want to drive. But I don't want to fall into it. I'm like, it's fine. You're not, you're in control of the vehicle. And stops were fun because she would stop way too soon before the stop sign. And mm-hmm. I'm like, you could go up a little bit further. There's a line that you can stop at.
Yeah, just the whole...
Getting them used to turning wide lefts instead of short lefts and that put them in the other lane.
Mm-hmm.
And right turns where they're not going into the other person's lane. And there's a bunch of railroad tracks around here with some hills and bumps. And I'm like, okay, you're going to want to slow down. And the first time around, she didn't. I think I found a filling stuck in the roof of my mouth somewhere. That was rough. And then on the way home was the final test because it was only a couple of blocks away from the house. And so mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, you're going to go through this major fucking intersection. It's straight through. That's all you need to do. You mm-hmm. just got to, you're at a stoplight. You're going to wait for it to turn green and you're just going to give it gas and go.
Mm-hmm.
She was so fucking nervous. I felt bad for doing it, but it's like, you got to get over it. Otherwise you're never going to be able to drive. And it was fun. My wife said she absolutely cannot be in the car or be around for this whole thing because she'll just lose her fucking mind. But me, I feel like I'm okay with, you know, bad driving. You know, I'm not going to be, my wife has the tendency to, like, a car pulling out a mile ahead, like, do the whole phantom brake and grab the oh shit handle kind of thing. And I'm like, I see them. I'm not going to run into, what are you doing? And so I'm not likely to overreact when my kid pulls mm-hmm. a boner when they're driving.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So that's fun. This is one of three. So I've got two more that I'm going to have to train in about 2 years. So.
Oh, yeah. And then you're going to be two and two at once.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which will be kind of fun because they'll give each mm-hmm. other. What I like about having twins is they give each other shit all the time. Nice. And they don't have filter either. Nice. They don't have a fucking filter mm-hmm. at all. Like, I found out, like, they'll talk shit on each other in class in front of the teacher. And I'm like, are you okay with her saying something like that? She's like, yeah.
Nice.
I'm like, okay, nice. Well, you guys are good at busting each other's balls.
Right.
That's fine.
Right. What you need to do, and you're really not supposed to do this, but go rent a car for a day. Just cheap ass basic economy car. Take it to a parking lot. There you go. Have fun. They're not going to worry too much about you potentially fucking this thing up.
Yeah, but one of the things that made her drive a little bit more careful was, I'm like, this is a brand new $50,000 car. I expect you to act accordingly. Uh-huh. And it's not like I'm searching for a... Guys, I don't buy a $50,000 car because I wanted to. Because that's how much the cheapest fucking model costs half the time these days.
It's really hard to find a cheap car now.
You can't go and get a beater anymore either because they're all fucking off the market. Or if you find mm-hmm. a beater, it's really fucking messed up.
Perfect project car, $2,000. What do you mean project car? It doesn't have an engine.
Oh, yeah, that's a great project.
$2,000 for a frame?
Got a bunch of cats in the trunk, too. Yeah. Great.
Perfect car. It hasn't been driven in 16 years. I don't think I want that.
Nope. $5,000.
Yeah. Vintage.
Man, I remember picking up, like,
it's from the 90s. That's not vintage.
Picking up an Auto Trader and, like, you can get, like, a Mark II, like, Jetta for like $1,500, and you could drive it until the wheels fell off of it. But yeah,
not anymore.
Fucking no, dude. Like,
nope.
With everything being made out of plastic and I'm not trying to be like the old man get off my lawn thing, but they really have programmed obsolescence into mm-hmm. these fucking cars now, and everything being run through a touch screen now instead of being buttons in the car. Oh man. I don't look forward to my kids having to drive whatever they get in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't look forward to having to pay for it. But enough about me. What's been up with you?
Kid turned 18.
Yikes.
Yesterday. Whew.
Yeah. Nothing like making you feel old, huh?
Yeah. So that's been fun. And Monday we are starting. Oh, the processes we are starting on Monday. Two back-to-back doctors to really start the gender affirmation
process. Yeah.
Which we've started. Like it's been in place. Like they've been seeing doctors and getting things going, but it's really very much been a, we don't know what the laws are doing.
Yeah, this goddamn state.
Everybody's very much like, okay, like, are you okay? Yeah, okay. Like, you want to go this direction in the future? Yeah? Like, okay. Are you okay waiting? You're okay waiting. That's just, it's so much easier.
Right.
So much easier.
But, like, trying to tell a person, you need to wait to express who you are, right. You know, is really a fucking hard thing to say.
Right. Well, and they haven't been having to wait. It's just
No, I'm seeing them asking them to wait. Oh, yeah. It's almost how dare you impose mm-hmm. that? I mean, I get why.
Right.
But it's like, how dare you? Like, no, I know what mm-hmm. I want to do. And I know that I want it to happen now, you know?
Right, right. It's really, the whole thing really, really, really makes me feel for the kids who are so dysphoric that they really, really need to start the you know hormones or any kind of affirmation physical medical care early, and there are kids who do need that.
Yep.
And it really really makes me feel for them, because the process is just insane.
Yeah, it's been gummed up by people that honestly shouldn't have a say in medical procedures, which, motherfuckers, like, we need to get people out of doctoring that are not doctors.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whether it be insurance companies or politicians, mm-hmm. they need to fuck off with doing medicine.
Right. It's so, things are so fucked up. Things are so fucked up that medical professionals have identified my kid as having autism.
Mm-hmm.
They also know that they are transgender.
Yeah.
They will not, absolutely will not, record in their medical records that there's an autism diagnosis, because that will make everything else harder.
Yeah. Because they're going to be like, are you doing this because you are this, or
right,
because...
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because there has to be that little check off, like, nope, they don't have any other mental health disorder. They're not.
Yep. Trans friend of the show, Celia, out in our chat says, unfortunately, some of us are born to religious bigots with ancient outdated ideas that prohibit their LGBTQ children from living their true selves.
Yeah. That's just... It is so hard. It is. And we've been as supportive, you know, like, whatever you need, you want to start this process early, we will go through it.
Yeah.
You want to look at what we might have to go through and decide to wait. Cool.
Yep.
We'll wait. Like you're leading the charge.
Yeah, this is you.
We're here to be supporting.
Yeah.
you tell us you need an appointment, we will make you an appointment. You get a referral, we will make the appointments. We will take you there, we will sit there with you, and when the doctor says, okay, so you understand, yeah, no, we get it. We're cool.
Yeah.
Like, you listen to them.
Yep.
Whatever they say.
My opinion doesn't fucking enter into this year, mm-hmm. especially now that they're 18.
Right.
No.
Right. It is like, no, sorry, we're here to sign the checks. That's
we're here to know what kind of aftercare needs to happen, or you know, anything we need to know to help. Right. But
we're here for the signature on the thing that says yes to do the thing, and we are We are as supportive as we possibly can be. I filled out all of the paperwork for my kid's name and gender change.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like their Christmas present.
Nice.
Like, congratulations. Here's all the paperwork. Hold on to this until after your birthday. And then we'll start mailing it in.
Yeah, hopefully they don't change the goddamn rules right, after that.
Because, like, here's all the paperwork you need for, you know, an adult. Here's the paperwork you need for a minor.
Yep. Thankfully, you're at the borderline.
Yeah. Like, so we're going to hold on to everything and wait. And now we're going to start doing that on Monday. And we had two back-to-back appointments where they're going to talk about it. And it's going to be fun.
Man.
Absolutely going to be fun. And I get to go into the doctors and say, yeah, they're 18 now. So, like, all the information you have where their records are tied to me, I'm tied to them.
Yep.
Please switch the email address from mine to theirs.
And they are capable of consenting to mm-hmm. the procedures now.
Right, right. So you can keep the billing information the same. Billing is the same.
Billing, insurance, all going to be the same until they're 26.
The same, but you know what? They can make their own appointments now.
Yep.
All of the information they is sent to them. They can drive themselves
there too.
Right. Which, I mean, they can if they want to. But every time.
But you're going to need to borrow like my card to do the copay.
Right. I mean, there have been many times where it's like, hey, you want to just drive yourself? Like, yeah, I can. I just don't know if I feel like, do you want company? Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you want me to just go sit in the waiting room?
Yeah.
Go sit in the waiting room. Like, that's.
I'm here for that's it. That's it.
You know? Like, I will sit and wait. And when the doctor needs to check with me, I'm there.
Right.
And dealing with it. And if anybody needs yelling at, I'll yell at them. This is not hard for me. This is not hard for me. Like, I'm good. I'm trying to make it as easy for you as possible. And I'm sorry when I get it wrong. That's all I can do. So that's the fun. That's the fun thing.
Oh, speaking of doctor's offices, I finally had that appointment with the guy at the chiropractor office. How'd that go? Well, okay. So here's the thing. Like, they gave me paperwork. Like last year mm-hmm. for this appointment coming up, and I'm like, I'm not gonna look at it until it gets closer. I know it's gonna be fucking standard intake bullshit that you have to fill out. You
of
know,
course.
Where, yeah. Show me where the ouchies are, you know, on this mm-hmm. diagram kind of thing. And I did, the paperwork, and it says you need to supply a copy of the MRI and the X-rays that you've received in this care. And I'm like, no, I fucking don't. That's what your lawyer's for. And he's like, did you bring copies? And I'm like, no. He's like, that's fine. I can get it. We got it in discovery. And I'm like, yeah. Fucking. And the funny thing is my wife looked at me. She's like, you don't have copies of that. This is not going to work. And I'm like, that's not how this works, honey. Mm-hmm. They have them. If they need to look at them, they'll supply it.
You know? Yeah.
So there was a thing where it was like planned to be here for like three and a half hours or something like that. Mm. It was 25 minutes of me explaining shit and him doing a couple of poking and prodding after mm-hmm. he made me walk like a duck or some shit like that. Yeah. It wasn't bad at all. So we had the rest of the afternoon to go get some lunch somewhere. So it was in the middle of fucking like near the Planet Fitness by the library square. It was like out that way.
Oh,
by the old Byzantine church. That's yeah. up that way. There's like a business district and it's, ugh, mm-hmm. it's a nasty fucking neighborhood. I don't like it. Salt Lake, man. Some neighborhoods are nice. Some of them you're just like, where the fuck was this whole time I've lived here? We tried to find a good local place to go get like a late breakfast lunch, but most places were already closed. Mm-hmm. And we went over to Pig in a Jelly Jar.
Yeah.
And we're going to try that out. But I'm like, oh, that's why they call it that, because most of their foods are either jelly or pork based. And I'm like, mm-hmm. fuck, I hate being the people that walk into a restaurant, look at the menu and walk out. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there was nothing there that looked appetizing to right. me. And I'm like, right. God damn it.
Like, God damn it. This is just way too specialized. Like, what the fuck kind of hipster shit is this?
I'm like, look,
yeah, dude, don't you love getting old?
Well, it's like, I just want a fucking omelet. That's all I want, man. Can you yeah. make me an omelet oh yeah, we can, but we put like this different kind of like barbacoa pork in it. Right. And I'm like, man, I just want to taste the eggs. That's like, all I want.
The food preference like circle is it's the horseshoe. Like you got the toddlers and you got the old people. Yep. And that's we've rounded the corner. Like, no, I just like what I like. And
well, there's like
I'm tired of making excuses for it.
There were other like breakfast places that were known for this that we could have gone to that mm-hmm. would have been fine. You know, they've got really like Blue Plate Diner shit like that, you know, kind of stuff. Yeah. But they were closed because they're breakfast and lunch specifically places. And it was 2 o'clock, you know, and most places
fuck it, go to D's.
Not too far off. You know, we ended up going to the same fucking place we go to in Kaysville all the goddamn time, Annie's. So it's a greasy spoon. You know what you're
going to... Oh, it's very, very greasy spoon.
It's the same fucking meal you know you've had every fucking time that you've gone to the place. And I could at least order an egg white omelet there. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm pretentious as fuck getting an egg white omelet, you know.
I mean, that's not pretentious. That's just, like, terrible taste.
I mean, it's not really probably
like you hate yourself. Like that's like masochist food. Like I really hate myself. I need to eat something, but I don't want to feel good about it. I don't really want to enjoy the food, but I still need it. Yeah.
That's fine. And their hash browns suck ass no matter where you go because it's all that reconstituted fucking potato shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh man.
Yeah.
Nobody makes like a good like fresh potato. Everything's like either frozen Cisco bullshit or stuff that's reconstituted, man. It's like nobody actually wants to peel and like make a potato because it takes to make good country potatoes and shit like that. It takes some time to make good chipped potatoes. It takes some time.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's not hard. It just it takes a little bit of it takes a little bit
planning
of effort.
And effort, you know. So I'm one step closer to getting the fucking thing done. So I'm happy for that. So
we don't care where you catch the show, whether it be iTunes, Overcast, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spreaker, or hell, even YouTube. If you enjoy the show, even the slightest amount, all we ask is that you guys give us a subscribe, like, or share us with your friends. Without word of mouth, we'd have never become the show that we are today.
Pauline, give me some of your tots.
No, go find your own.
Come on, give me some of your tots.
No, I'm freaking starved. I didn't get to eat anything today. Oh, God. Gross. Freaking idiot.
Before I talk any more about my court cases, let's move on to some news. And we've got the first one that we're going to talk about this time, and it's Satanism news. Because
good.
That's what we like to talk about on this show. A California school board member claims that Satanists are worse than literal Nazis. Yep, that's what this lady does. School board members are getting fucking wild, man. Between Natalie Klein that we have here in Utah that outed a kid that wasn't out and wasn't even trans or gay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and they still haven't really adequately resolved that whole
situation.
Oh,
no, they censured her.
Right.
They didn't impeach her. They didn't. And no. She's still fucking running
of course,
again.
Of course, of course. Is anybody surprised? No.
No.
No, nobody's really surprised.
And in the same week, they've also decided to remove the calendars that tell us what our politicians are doing every day.
Right. Because we don't need to talk
for their safety.
We don't need to know what they're doing. Yeah, it's not for their safety. It's not.
It's so they can meet up with MagCorp and not have to worry about hiding the fact that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, American Magnesium, whatever the fuck they call themselves these days. Silly Out in Chat says, oh, tell me how many Jews Satanists have killed. None.
I can't say
it's a non-zero.
It's got to be more than one. Like, it's got to be a positive number.
Yeah, because you can have, like...
It's somewhere less than 10. I got it. It's got to be less than 10.
Okay, so Satanists, you know, in all time that they have existed, like as in Luciferians and Order of Nine Angles, which are actual Nazi... Satanists, you know, there are groups out there that probably do want to harm people, especially Jewish people.
Well,
but members of the Satanic Temple.
Oh yeah,
probably zero.
I'm probably zero.
Yeah,
but also like we also have to separate. I'm gonna break this into fucking gonna be like pedantic as shit. Like, because we have to break this up a little bit.
Yeah, we're not talking like, Church of Satan.
Like are we talking about just how many people that happen to be Jews that have been killed by a Satanist, Or without how many people have been killed for being Jew? Like, because there's like it's.
What about the satanic Jew that was killed by their partner?
Exactly. There's shades of gray here. This is just a long way of saying it's probably not a zero, but it's probably not as big a number as you think.
Sounds like there's a Gwar song going to be written about this one in the future. So, all right. So the name of this lady is Lisa Davis. She's lied about the after school Satan club. So we're talking specifically TST here.
Yeah,
so,
of course. Yeah.
She lied about them and then hosted a prayer walk for the community is the second line for this one. So let's get into this one because we got a lot to read. A California school board member is being rightfully criticized for equating a proposed after-school Satan club with Nazis and the KKK, proving that she knows absolutely nothing about what the Satanic Club actually stands for. Readers of Hemet Mehta's blog, where I got this from, know how these ASS clubs work, and I didn't put the acronym together until.
Isn't it nice?
It's just, you it's clever, the... you cheeky little fucks, man. The ass club.
Yeah. I was part of one of those.
Yeah. Tell me more. No, I'm just kidding. we know how these clubs work, but let's give a refresher for people that might be new to this out here. They do not promote Satan, satanic beliefs, Satanism, or anything else like it. It's just a cutesy name for an after-school club that teaches kids like critical thinking, science, math, you know, just a way for kids to hang out and have a snack after school kind of thing. You know, it's like the Good News Club, but without all the horrible Christian influences and, you know, telling kids they're going to hell. Actually, I don't know enough about the Good News Club to talk about that. I did have a prayer group that I was a part of in junior high. That was stupid. I did it because a cute girl asked me to join.
Oh, it's always because, yeah.
Anyway. So importantly, the Satanic Temple doesn't start these groups from scratch. They only come about in response to Christian Good News Clubs. And that's what's happening in the Capistrano Unified School District in California, because there happens to be a Good News Club at Truman Benedict Elementary School. Let's see, a after-school Satan club recently launched there, too. The first meeting was on the 12th of February. And so here's from the, I believe this is the Facebook for the Satanic Temple, says, the first ASS club meeting in San Clemente, California, was incredible. The group had fun playing together with Lego and art sets donated from the Amazon wish list. The hours flew by and the kids made it clear how much they wanted to come back to the ASSC as soon as possible. The next meetings are scheduled for March, April, and May, and everyone is looking forward to returning for another fun-filled club. And then links to support them, more information, visit here. And it's just kids just fucking doing art and hanging out.
Yeah.
It's better than I had going to school. I was a latchkey kid. I didn't get to stay after school for anything. I went home and watched Voltron and cooked dinner for my family because that's the nightmare of a fucking growing up underneath boomers, man. So anyway, but when the group announced that it would launch a club there, one member of the district's board of trustees couldn't handle it. On January 17th, Lisa Davis spent several minutes during a board meeting complaining about the existence of the ASSC, comparing their existence to that of supposed Nazi clubs, Hitler clubs, and KKK clubs.
Oh.
Her monologue went on for a while, and you can hear it beginning of blah, blah, blah. Didn't bring the audio into it. I'm just going to read what she said here. So,
okay.
Ironically, she opened the remarks that she made here by celebrating the National Religious Freedom Day. No, you didn't.
Okay.
Where's the hidden camera, man? This has got to be some made-up shit. So, anyway, happy 2024. I'm so excited for what this new year, has to offer our students here in Capistrano Unified. Exciting things are happening here, and I look forward to what lies ahead for us in the 2024 year. Yesterday was our National Religious Freedom Day. National Religious Freedom Day marks the anniversary of the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom, drafted in 1777 by Thomas Jefferson. It was a pivotal moment in our nation's history, as that visionary document laid the foundation for the protection of religious liberties enshrined in our Constitution. So, anyway, moving on. We don't have, and there's ellipses for time passing in this whole thing. We don't have the authority to do whatever we want as a board. Our clubs are not set up carte blanche. That means blank check, if anybody's wondering what the French behind that is. We do not allow six-year-olds to run and lead a club. We would not approve Proud Boys clubs. Yes, you would. If they were called something else, I guarantee you fucking would. Bondage clubs. What about the knot tying club? I mean, that's that's what you're getting at there. How about the firefighter club? No, I'm just kidding. Guns and shooting clubs. We don't allow those. Antifa clubs. Nazi clubs, Hitler clubs, KKK clubs, black magic clubs. What?
Black magic clubs? What?
We don't allow these, is what she's trying to say. Ouija board clubs. I'm sorry, Ouija is what everybody calls them these days, but it's Ouija. Ouija board clubs, safe sex clubs, or would we, she asks. Should have a club for people to talk about. Man. Moving on. Ellipses. I have been informed that we have a request by the After School Satan Club that they would like to open up a club in one of my elementary schools in San Clemente, because that school also has a Good News or a Christian club.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole point.
Yeah, ellipses. Under state law, we are required to have a policy to educate and everything surrounding education. What the fuck? Let me reread that one. Under state law, we are required to have a policy to educate and everything surrounding education. That's a nonsense fucking statement. However, I'm not exactly sure how a satanic club fits into all of this. Here's why. First of all, we can look at a policy that simply states a club's title needs to be descriptive to the activity of the club. Seems like a simple solution. While we can be pluralistic about faith and agree to disagree on doctrinal matters, I would think that the district would not allow the formation of a KKK or a Nazi club under the sense of the propriety that neither of them reflect our community values. There's that fucking specter of community values out there, man.
It doesn't even occur to them that there's more than one community.
Right.
Or a community. A community has many different values.
Yep. Let's see. It would not matter in the least if we were offering courses. If they were offering courses in self-worth, art, or public speaking, I would think that the board would, rightly so, reject their applications out of hand. Honestly, in my view, Nazis and KKKs, are terrible, but Satanists are the worst and absolutely contrary to everything I believe and stand for. Have you talked to a Satanist before? Obviously, the answer is fucking no. Yeah, the answer is no. They are the worst? Lady, I fucking volunteer time to like help coach the kids like stuff. I volunteer regularly to be a fucking helper and shit. I do a fucking neighborhood, like when they're doing the walk arounds and shit, like in the spring and summertime. I'm the one that's like making popcorn and like cotton candy for like the neighbor kids to come get some shit and meet their neighbors, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm the one that's like out there flying kites with my kids. I'm the fucking worst. I'm literally the worst of everything compared to somebody who literally wants to fucking genocide people or wants to bring the country back to its white roots and shit. Man, motherfucker, fuck this lady. God damn it. It's so irritating.
These people are the worst.
It doesn't matter how nice or how good of a pillar of a community you could be. The minute they find out that you're a Satanist, they're like, evil. Yeah. And it's like,
yeah,
no, I'm not.
you could
My be. Deeply held religious beliefs are a fucking joke.
You know? Yeah, no, you could be like the most philanthropic individual. You could volunteer 90% of your time. You could be a fucking saint of a human being. But they comes out that you're a Satanist, then it all goes out the window. And I would absolutely love somebody to prove me wrong there. I would absolutely love to see somebody who is a wonderfully good, generous human being be accepted after coming out as a Satanist?
Like, I have to hear at work often about people's LDS shit that is going on in their life. The minute I would bring up something akin to like, hey, we're going to go have a meeting at the fucking, we're going to go have the after school Satan club or something like that, they immediately would make assumptions about me and say terrible things about me behind my back. No matter how much they've liked me as a supervisor for however long that it's been, you know. So that's why on my last week of work, I'm going to be like, so, hey, guys, this queer Satanist is going to say goodbye to everyone here. And I hope you have a wonderful wonderful rest of your days. And there is no heaven. There is no God. Goodbye.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, I'm low-key, like, I mean, back when
you're still protected very much so by the union, and I don't have the same.
Right, right. But I mean, you know, back when we actually were full-time in the office and I actually had...
You had the seven tenants.
I actually had an office. Yeah, I had the seven tenants in my cube.
And, yeah, like, telling me why this is wrong.
Right, know? Right. Please.
What's
please,
bad about this?
Please somebody say something. I know I've got, you know, got my big water bottle with my Satanic Temple sticker on it. And as soon as the weather stops being shitty, I'm going to put the sticker on the car.
Yeah.
Just all of that, like...
So, but
I'm not talking about it, but it's out there. Like, it's front and center.
But we're the worst and absolutely contrary to everything she believes and stands for.
Of course.
I'm a good neighbor. I'm contrary to everything you stand and believe for.
I'm a fantastic neighbor because I leave my neighbors alone.
Yeah. I don't talk to them unless they want to talk about something.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like say, hey, you guys make a lot of noise or something.
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Like, I'm the best neighbor. I'll wait till all the other neighbors go inside before I go outside to my mailbox. Like, just to be sure that there is absolutely no interaction whatsoever. And that's,
God forbid,
and
that's, I have eye contact for, with the next door neighbor.
That's for my comfort level, not theirs.
Anyway, another ellipses. Make no mistake. The Satanistic group is a hate group organized with a specific purpose to mock and demonize Christian beliefs. If you're
sure,
if that's what you want to believe here, Karen, that's fine. But that's, you know,
whatever you say. Okay.
But you know, a hate group is a fucking bridge too far. And also on top of that, you know, if your Christian beliefs, you know, of the religion that is led by an almighty God that created the universe in 6 days and he knows everything that's going to happen from beginning to the end and he can't possibly stand a little bit of mocking and demonizing Christianity. If he can't stand up to a little bit of scrutiny, that's a weak fucking God that you got there, man.
Yeah. He's a very special boy.
Why the fuck do they need to defend their God and Jesus so fucking much?
Because they won't do it themselves. Because they can't.
They can't because they don't exist. But it's like, I'll kick your ass for talking about Jesus like that. Be like,
just like my friend Casper here can't defend himself. It's just
fucking hell, man. Choosing to brand themselves a satanic group only serves to express hate.
Does it? Does it really?
No, but that I think she's mixing up Christianity and Satanism because most Satanist folk that I've met, not saying specifically TST people, but most Satanists are like, cool, live your life.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you do as long as you're not roughing my waters, you know?
Yeah.
So Lisa Davis has all the arrogance of someone who wrote a report for class without ever reading the book, says Hemet. She has no clue what the club does or what the Satanic Temple stands for, but she has the audacity to claim the Satanists are worse than literal Nazis and KKK members. You know, those Christian hate groups that the Nazis and the KKK were. Let's not forget that one. So the seven tenets espoused by TST include things like urging members to act with compassion and empathy toward all creatures, rectify any mistakes, and resolve any harm that might have been caused and respect the freedom of others. Those are the values she believes are hateful. The Satanic Temple doesn't mock or demonize Christianity, but the elementary school absolutely avoids any denigration of religion. It's not about putting others down. It's about lifting kids up no matter where they're coming from. Unlike the Good News Club, there's no indoctrination, no hellfire, no threats of eternal damnation. To jump to all those erroneous conclusions on the basis of the word Satan without doing any serious research into the things she's railing against reveals just how unqualified she is for the job that she volunteered to do. Notice that she never once explained what the ASS Club did in other schools or proposed to do at her own. It's not like it was a secret. It's just easier for her to compare them to actual hate groups, assuming that conservatives like her would be gullible enough to believe her lies without ever looking into the matter themselves. And that's the rub, because that's what they do.
No, yeah.
Kids are shitting in fucking in litter boxes in schools because we had one false report of something like that. And all of a sudden, Fox News picks it up and Breitbart and all these other fucking places run with it. And now it's reality for them. So, Davis didn't stop with that speech, though. On February 11th, just before the club's first meeting, she organized, you know, keep in mind she isn't a member of the school district here, organized a prayer walk using her official board trustee account.
Oh, God. Really? Just... All right.
So, here's what the flyer on Instagram said. It said, prayer walk, Sunday, blah, blah, blah. Meet at Truman Benedictine Elementary on this address. Join the CUSD trustee Lisa Davis along with her fellow neighbors of faith as we start this week's Sabbath off with a prayer walk. Prayer and walk with friends in our schools, for our schools and community and country. And there's a little bit of a religious quote on this one that says, Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Ugh.
Except he's not. And he's not actually going to stop any bad things from happening to you. He's going to, because that's a test of your faith. Didn't you know that? You know, the bad things that happen to you bring you closer to God.
Right, right, right.
The guy that loves you and cares about you.
That's how it's supposed to work. Right.
Hope to see you there. Much love. Anyway. Right afterwards, she shared pictures of herself and friends, creating a quote-unquote shield of love, protection in God's presence around the school. Like, these fucking idiots are, like, standing around the school's entrance. It's a Sunday. It's closed. And they're putting their hands on the walls and the doors, and they're pretending to think thoughts in their head of, like, you know, praying and shit like that. So, loved gathering at Truman Benedict Elementary yesterday with our community. Together, we prayed for a shield of love, protection, and God's presence over our school, whatever. Apparently, when community members complained about this breach of church-state separation on her Instagram feed, they were blocked or deleted. And it just, now, because she couldn't just let a thing fucking happen or realize that maybe we need to get rid of this other club, now the Religious Freedom from Religion Foundation is getting involved. So, this is going to get fucking messy here. So, attorney Chris Line documented everything that Hemet put above and sent a letter to board president Krista Castellanos calling on her to put a stop to this before the district gets into any legal trouble. Here's a quote from Chris Line. While board members are free to promote their personal religious beliefs however they wish in their personal capacities outside of the school board, as government officials, they cannot be allowed to abuse their position and promote their personal religious beliefs and to denigrate members of minority religions, the person said. There's no threat of a lawsuit. There's only a simple request to follow the law and keep the faith-based ignorance confined to home or church or wherever else Lisa Davis wants to spread her bigotry. As it stands, her complaints didn't do anything to prevent this club from meeting, which is what really matters.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make her whining, okay? It just means it's not an automatic legal issue yet. Davis, by the way, was elected to the board in 2020, beating her opponent by only 2% of the vote.
Oh, jeez.
So, again, hammer at home. Voting fucking matters. Go out and do so. Mm-hmm. Local offices are more important than national ones, guys. Anyway, let's go ahead and finish off the news that we have this week with what's been happening in Alabama.
Oh, God.
Not
something happened in Alabama.
You haven't heard about? I don't know. Maybe you.
I don't know. If news stories come up and it mentions Alabama, I'm pretty likely to go, I don't care.
So I don't know if you've heard about the judge that said that in vitro fertilization, how fetuses that are, not even fetuses, the clumps of cells.
Oh, right. Yeah. That whole shit show.
Yeah. So between 2013 and 2016, mm-hmm. this is another him at Meta. I went to his blog and I'm like, this is interesting. I'm going to talk about this this week. You know, go read his shit. He's a really good fucking writer, guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, three sets of parents in Alabama underwent IVF, hoping that it would lead to the birth of a child. While some embryos were then implanted into the patient's bodies and led to successful births, others were placed in a cryogenic nursery at the Center for Reproductive Medicine, remaining frozen until further notice. And they pay for this service. It's not something that's just offered to everybody. You actually have to pay for this, and it's fucking mm-hmm. expensive, man.
Oh, it is.
Anyway,
it's very expensive.
In 2020, a patient at the hospital slipped into the fertility clinic via an unsecured doorway and got access to this freezer. He removed the embryos and then, likely due to their ice-cold temperature, dropped them, and the embryos were destroyed. Three sets of parents eventually sued the Center for Reproductive Medicine and the group overseeing it, the Mobile Infirmary Association. They said that the hospital's negligence led to the destruction of their embryos in violation of Alabama's Wrongful Death of a Minor Act.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Like, I can understand holding them responsible for, like, compensatory damages.
Right. That's destruction of property kind of thing.
Like, but this is those not.
Are, like, those belong to patients, and they have paid a lot of money for those to be stored.
It should hurt these people, right? You know, but at right. the same time,
but also,
how fucking dare you call them children? At this
absolutely
point, you know?
Not. That's what do you? And if that were the case, why is the person who like snuck in and dropped them? Why are they? Why is that not like mass murder?
Hang on.
To put that
another way, they sued the hospital for killing their babies, arguing that life begins at conception and not birth. The hospital asked the courts to reject the lawsuits because embryos aren't people.
Yeah.
And the law only applied to people. Indeed, that's what Circuit Court Judge Jill Parrish Phillips mm-hmm. said in a decision in April of 2022.
Right.
She wrote that a frozen embryo wasn't a minor child.
Right. Yeah.
That should exactly. have been the end of it. But the plaintiffs appealed the decision, and the Alabama Supreme Court has now reversed that ruling, insisting on a 7-2 vote that embryos are indeed minor children. Let that sink in for a second, people. 9 judges were asked, hey, these smears of things that are on this petri dish, and I don't know how they store them. They could be in a fucking test tube for all, or some sort of tube or something like that. However they're being stored, frozen at the point of not being able to have cell activity at all, are considered minor children now.
Okay, here's the question.
Oh, I see lots of loopholes that people are going to be using this one for.
So the first question is, how much does it cost per year to store frozen embryos?
I don't know off the top of my head, but...
Like, because that's... And how many... Like, is it just a, like, lump sum? Like,
are the parents...
Like, is it like $500 a year to store a bunch?
I'm going to look this up real quick.
Because the real question is, does...
Embryo storage, if it's 1 year, $440. 2 years, $750. 3, $1,110. 4 years, $1,475. So, I mean, it keeps going on and on and on.
So, is it like $1,475 per year or $1,475?
Like prepaid 4 years in advance, you know, so...
Oh, God, that is a... So... But it's just lump sum, like, how many embryos could you store for that?
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't say specifically uh-huh. how many you can store.
Okay,
but.
So the follow-up question is...
But you could ship them to these labs for $65. You can get protection.
That...
Anyway,
would be so, but,
there's a lot of questions that come to my mind.
Right, but the real question is,
that's the reason this article's in the thing, because yeah, we got a lot of questions.
Oh, I mean, the big one is like, hey, That's like a permanent child tax credit, right?
Yeah,
there.
I was gonna say,
absolutely.
Have like, 20 children stored on fucking ice.
Well, and if there's no limit, like if you have no, if there, is there no upper limit?
I will never pay tax ever again in that state. You know, like, ever again in Alabama.
Because like the child tax credit expires when the kid is like 17.
Yeah, and they'll never turn 17.
Absolutely. They will never turn 17.
Just, I hope somebody's doing this right now. As a protest to this whole fucking thing. Someone's going to be willing to fight the IRS on this.
And it has to be. But the thing is, it can't be small. It has to be big. Like, you would have to do,
oh, it's
like,
got to be gross. Like, it's got to be offensive amounts of fucking, like, children that you're
like,
claiming.
What is it right now? Like, is it something like 2,000? 2,000 per kid.
Yeah. 35, I think, or something like that.
So,
it's the standard deduction for a dependent.
As soon as somebody, hang on, quick math, because...
You don't fuck with the IRS money. That's that, or the state's money. Actually, Alabama must have money that's willing to fucking lose if it's doing this shit.
Just
can I
go ahead? Go ahead and put in you have 50 dependents,
all under the age of one.
Yep. Go ahead.
When were they born? Oh, technically, that doesn't. You can't ask me that question because it happened at the moment of conception.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep.
Let's just start spreading our seed around Alabama. Like, every woman gets to have embryos by us, yep. And so therefore they don't just, pay taxes.
Yeah,
anymore.
Go ahead. Go ahead and put in that tax. Go ahead. Go through the audit. Somebody, please, 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 please.
Somebody bite this. Take this bullet. You know,
bite the bullet that can. That is able and willing to go through the expense of putting in a tax return with $100,000 child tax credit on it.
So,
for frozen embryos in the state of Alabama.
Angus in our chat said, this isn't shocking seeing how the average education level in Alabama is third grade.
Right.
Ed Lorkin says they're trying to put out laws in to make child support go back to conception and they can claim them on state tax. So
there's that too.
Child support for my embryo kid out there, you know, this kid's never going to grow. It's always going to be a dependent for more than the rest of your goddamn. Oh my God. They've opened the fucking gin's bottle on this one, man.
It is this shit show that they unintentionally opened is just beautiful.
Again, elected or maybe not elected officials and insurance companies pretending to be fucking doctors.
Yep.
Educated persons of science that can tell you whether or not if it is a frozen embryo where cell activity has stopped, how the fuck can you call that alive?
You can't because a person
has a finite start and finish.
A person cannot be frozen. That's it. If you are a person
and live
and you are frozen, you are no longer a person. You're a corpse, and a corpse is a thing.
Yep.
A corpse is property.
Corpses don't get protection. You know?
Corpses are property.
So,
but no, I apparently frozen embryos are persons now, and
it's just wild how fucked up this is gonna get.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, but yeah, no, that does bring up the question is if they are persons now, I kinda feel bad for the jackass that accidentally dropped an entire fucking tray of them.
Yeah, because you're a murderer now, you know.
You're not just a murderer, you're a fucking mass murderer.
You're a child
instantly.
Slaughterer, you know.
How many embryos did he drop?
Who knows how many was on that?
Like, why is that not in the story?
Three different families are talking about this, you know.
And they would have had multiple each. So if they had like five embryos each, which
just
is
just killed 15 children.
Really, that's a really conservative number,
right?
Because they usually do
store
like
a bunch,
like quite a few. Because it's iffy.
The
like,
in vitro fertilizations cause the women to produce more eggs, and then they harvest them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just combine the baby batter on top of the thing, and they're like, okay, well, unless it's the ones where they specifically had to do the poke the sperm into the egg thing, which is really fucking expensive because those are tiny.
Oh, those are really, really tiny. It's really, so, that's, I mean, it's really cool science. That's really, really fantastic, fascinating science that they do there.
But again, done by science people, scientists, you know, not fucking politicians or like this Chief Justice Tom Parker.
Yeah.
Who couldn't stop bringing religion into the picture while explaining the sanctity of unborn life.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is this like the Seven Mountains guy?
This is somebody new to me. He's a Chief Justice Tom Parker. I've never heard of this guy before, but he's obviously on the Supreme Court of Alabama. So
this might be the judge that they've been talking about that is like really fucking out there and has like those like seven pillars,
seven mountains of Christianity that they need to conquer.
That is like way like, ooh, you shouldn't be a judge. Yeah. You should not be. You are not a stable, sane person that should be anywhere near government office in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, so
it's like sovereign citizen of Christianity.
Before I get to this guy's quote, what happens if you decide to not keep the embryos anymore? Did you just kill your own children?
Yes.
You murdered your own children.
Unless you donate them, but
to good Christian families that don't have any gay people in them.
Right. Right.
Fuck this world, man.
Right.
Okay. Fuck Alabama. There you go. Okay. Here's this guy's quote. The Alabama Constitution's recognition of human life as an endowment from God emphasizes a foundational principle of English common law, which has been expressly incorporated as part of the law of Alabama.
Yeah.
Talking about Magna Carta bullshit.
This guy's nuts. This guy should be nowhere near.
Ellipses. But the principle itself that human life is fundamentally distinct from other forms of life and cannot be taken intentionally without justification has deep roots that reach back to the creation of man in the image of God, and that's from Genesis 1:27 from King James. Man, someone says paddle faster. I hear ellipses. Finally, the doctrine of the sanctity of life is rooted in the sixth commandment. You shall not murder. And he lists the Exodus thing from the New King James Version of 1982. Fucking hell, man. Ellipses. In summary, the theologically based view of the sanctity of life adopted by the people of Alabama encompasses the following. 1. God made every person in his image. 2. Each person, therefore, has a value that far exceeds the ability of human beings to calculate. And 3. Human life cannot be wrongfully destroyed without incurring the wrath of a holy God who views the destruction of his image as an affront to himself. This guy's using God's name in vain, you know.
Oh,
I used to think that was only using like the words like Jesus or God or like damn it, God damn it, something like that. No.
That's not what that means. Yeah.
It's using the concept or the to put finite restrictions on an omnipotent kind of fucking being. You know? It's fucking people. Anyway, let's see. Humans, blah, blah, blah. Section 3606 recognizes that this is true of unborn human life. No less than it is of all other human life. That even before birth, all human beings bear the image of God and their lives cannot be destroyed without effacing his glory. It is literally, I can scratch my arm right now and I have more on my fingernails than was in that fucking Petri dish.
Yeah. They're...
That's fucking nuts, man. The people of Alabama have declared the public policy of the state to be that unborn human life is sacred. I hate how they say unborn human life. You're not alive technically until you're fucking born, dude. Even your Judeo-Christian beliefs in your fucking book say like they don't exist as people until they're like out of the womb. You know?
I don't know why you would want to lean on the book for these kind of arguments, because it's not real.
It's a bad book.
Like, it's not real good on nailing down those kind of, it doesn't really understand the concept of gestation.
It misses a lot of concepts, you know,
like it's not really Maybe
it's a bad basis for you to try to create modern law off of, based on, you know, scientific discovery and research. They didn't have IVF in the fucking Bible, man.
It's really...
God killed the guy for dropping his cum on the ground, you know? Unborn human life. I fucking hate that term. We believe that each human being from the moment of conception is made in the image of God, created to him to reflect his likeness. This is fucking repeating this shit over and over again. And as if the people of Alabama took what was spoken of the prophet Jeremiah and applied it to every unborn person in this state. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. Then why could the guy that broke into this place, whoopsie doodle, kill 15 kids? I knew you. I didn't fucking protect you. How many, you know how many, in his belief, you know how many children I've fucking murdered?
No. Like what? There's so
you know, how many children God has murdered, you know, with miscarriages and, you know, missed pregnancies.
At least a million a day.
Fuck. Well, that's okay. Like,
that's okay.
Because he did it.
But I'm really, so there's so much about this story that fascinates me that is just glossed over. What the fuck was the guy doing?
Like, yeah, why was he breaking in to like take it? This is like a bad version of Raising Arizona.
You know? Like, I mean, was it something nefarious, or was this like a Mr. Bean situation, and he thought he was like stealing yogurt? Like what was it? What was going on here?
What was this? Was this like dangerous dip for something that he wanted to do?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Was it a jackass? Like, go put your nuts in the
staple your nuts to your leg.
Go dip your nuts into the IVF, you know, cold storage container. Got to take these out first. Hang on. Oh shit, they're cold.
Oh no, I dropped it. No, nope, killed somebody.
Right. Was it like a, or was it just like a med student that shouldn't have been in there and was just in the wrong place and didn't know what he was doing? Like, what the fuck? What the actual fuck?
I would need to read
fuck?
More about this case, like a because really... it's just wild, you know? So the Medical Association for the state of Alabama wrote a brief to the court before this ruling saying, the increased exposure to wrongful death liability as advocated by the appellants would at best substantially increase the costs associated with IVF. More ominously, the increased risk of legal exposure might result in Alabama's fertility clinics shutting down and fertility specialists moving to other states to practice fertility medicine. And it's been happening. There's been places that are like, yep, we're not going to work here anymore.
They would have to.
Yeah.
Because do you know what they do with the unused embryos?
Burn them.
They couldn't dispose of unused embryos because after implantation, there's leftovers.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Drive them to the person's house and be like, here's your babies.
Like, okay, well, you have stored embryos. These all have to be implanted.
Yep.
All of them.
Have fun, K+8, you know.
They all have to be implanted. We cannot dispose of these.
Here's what it says more. It says, parents pay to store unused embryos, but sometimes embryos are destroyed or donated for research if there are genetic problems or if they are unlikely to develop normally in utero, the Medical Association said. Requiring fertility clinics to store all unused embryos forever would push up the costs for these patients.
Substantially, yeah.
It's a dangerous combination of anti-abortion zealots believing that every sperm is sacred and Republican judges pretending that an acorn is the same thing as an oak tree because their God says so.
Right. But, you know, hey, cool, fine. We just need a new, like, we just need a new section of the tax law that allows a minor dependent to be transferred from, you know, the parents, the donors, to that hospital. And then the hospital can go ahead and claim dependence on their tax returns and get the child tax credit.
So
there we go. It's just a wash because then the tax credit pays for the storage and everybody's happy.
For me,
right?
this is
right.
This is really wild to me because I never thought that people would be, naively thought that people weren't against IVF. I naively thought this because, you know, you have good families that want to have kids to the point that they're spending a lot of money to bring kids into this world instead of, you know, there's a whole bunch of kids that need to be adopted, you know?
Yeah.
There's always that. There's the foster system. There's all this other stuff. But no, I want one that looks like me, you know?
Yeah.
They do all this stuff to bring a kid into the world, but I didn't realize that there are Christians out there that hate IVF.
Look,
I should have known better that anything that's a positive in this world for people to be happy is looked and frowned upon by Christianity.
Look, I understand the need for IVF, but really we should all take a moral stand against puppy mills. And yeah. These are just human puppy mills.
So
we need just go to your local rescue.
Yeah. God damn it.
And pick up the kid. Like, they only keep them for a short period of time before.
And I know people that had adopted because they couldn't conceive. Yeah. Instead of doing IVF, they went and got their kids. Mm-hmm. And she tells me all the time about how much fucking work it was and how expensive it was to go through the adoption process. And I'm like, that sucks. And she's like, yeah. So, like, when I find out people that are just willy-nilly having kids, like, just at a fucking drop of a hat because they could have them and they didn't think twice about having it, it's like, I had to do hard fucking work to be able to qualify for a kid. Mm-hmm. And even then, they had to come and check on me and shit like that. And I'm like, that's crazy. Because no one's giving a shit what happened to me when I was a kid. So Dusty Devers in 2022, a GOP state senator in Oklahoma, delivered a sermon which he railed against IVF, saying that embryos were incarcerated in frozen prisons. Fucking hell, man. Referring to them as cryo orphans. And urging the audience to love their embryonic neighbors. Motherfucker, we're in a simulation. This cannot be real. My brain would come up with something like this.
So when does Alabama get like its new like 37 Congress people? Because like
the state population, those census numbers explode. Just
right up. Congratulations, you now have the largest population in the country.
Last November, a Catholic church in Florida refused to rent space to a woman who had publicly celebrated her IVF treatments.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ, religion, what are you doing, man? These people are likely to be like in your churches and shit like that. And you're like, nope, you're not the right kind of natural born fucking Christian. You're a space baby. You know, it's,
what kind of dystopian sci-fi bullshit is this?
Nearly like Star Trek's, you know, half black, half white,
right,
but flipped around on Frank Gorshi.
Right, right. It's borderline like, no, we had the eugenics war for this.
Like
they talk about this kind of shit in sci-fi and it's like eugenics wars.
Dr. Julian Bashir needs to be worried about his standing in the universe because his parents decided to do something that was against the law and the Federation, but he's a good fucking doctor and a good human being. Fuck, man.
Where are all you slippery slope assholes now? Like, yes, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. Yes, and it should be ridiculed and mocked. But God damn it, this shit is kind of dangerous. Because it is a slippery slope.
Yeah. Someone says in our chat, if these Christians want to go live lives without modern technology and medicine, etc., they're free to go do so. Just don't expect the rest of the world to join you. And another one says, Dusty Devers is the same guy who tried to make a bill to ban porn.
Yep.
Man. So what was once a fringe minority view in 2013, only 12% of Americans at that time said IVF was morally wrong, has now become the basis for an Alabama law with the help of GOP lawmakers and their allies on the state Supreme Court. And there's already proof that this decision is reverberating, with right-wing group Liberty Council calling on Florida to do the same goddamn thing. So yeah, Liberty Council, guys. That's Matt Staver's fucking group.
you know,
with one T.
Part of me just
yeah. Welcome to Gilead. Thanks, Bob.
Part of me wants to go ahead and say, let's just step back. You guys go right ahead. Go nuts
until you remember.
And just drive the entire thing into the ground. And maybe we'll return to some semblance of sanity.
But this shit's not...
Because trying to argue this shit is insane. You're arguing with people that don't understand the basics of anything.
When your argument in the Supreme Court should have been like, fucking really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's all it should have been. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right. We are like, this is quickly approaching the point where you have to argue the shape of the earth in front of a court. Really? Really? Come on.
Those things up in the sky are just, you know, things in the firmament. It's not actually stars.
Yeah.
Know? They could fall down to the earth at any time because that's what my book tells me.
Right. And it doesn't so it's matter.
A, sir, this is a Wendy's. Oh, don't get me started with Wendy's and their fucking surge pricing shit that they talked about this week.
They didn't. They're not. They said no. They said they're not doing that. I don't know.
How would you trust a corporation ever to do the right thing?
Oh, I mean.
So they're going to, but they're pretending that it's like a, oh, no, we're only going to do it when the times are slow and we're going to lower prices so we don't have much food waste. Shut up. The other side of that coin is the prices are going to go up when you're busy. They're going to fucking do it.
I'm sure they.
I'm just waiting for my subscription taco of the week club. Here, buy a subscription through Apple Pay to get fucking a taco at Taco Bell. They did a fucking taco subscription thing. Anyway.
That about does her. Wraps are all up. And it was a pretty good story, don't you think? Made me laugh to beat the band. Parts, anyway. I guess that's the way the whole darned human comedy keeps perpetuating itself. Down through the generations, westward the wagons, across the sands of time until we... Oh, look at me. I'm rambling again. Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail. Say, friend, get any more of that good sarsaparilla?
What have you got for people? What have you been watching or listening at home that you want people to check out?
Oh, god damn it. I watched some good shows and now I can't remember when they were. Shit.
I found out this week that you know, the Departures movie, you let me borrow that one time. One of the songs on the soundtrack was done by Joe Hisaishi, which is the guy that does all the, like, the Studio Ghibli stuff. So. Mm-hmm. Didn't realize that at the time. I'm like, fuck.
Such... God, that's a fucking gem of a movie.
Yeah, and I've been looking for a way to buy it on Blu-ray.
Hard to find.
To the point where I'm looking at getting a region-free player to get Blu-rays from Japan because it's impossible to get this shit.
That's pretty much the only place I've found import. You can get imports, and...
Because I wanted to suggest to people checking out a movie called Kikujiro. Which is the actual Japanese title is Kikujiro Summer. And it's, do you know who Takeshi Miike? Oh, not Takeshi Miike. God damn it. I forgot what his real Japanese last name. He goes by Takeshi Beat, but he was in, like, Johnny Mnemonic as the head of the Yakuza.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've seen him in lots of things. Battle High School, he was in that one. Mm-hmm. Bunch of things. But he directed, wrote, and starred in this one. And it's a story about a little kid that gets a piece of mail, finds out where his mom is because he's been abandoned and living with his grandma for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's like a road trip movie where his neighbor, who he calls him like his uncle neighbor, takes him to go see his mom and shenanigans happens. It's a fucking touching movie. Sad and touching at the same time. You know, like a good Japanese movie.
Right.
Because not everything's fucking happy endings. So. I've been trouble trying to find these fucking movies, and I could buy them on digital and watch them there, but at the same time, I'm also in a very state where I'm like, I kind of want to have a copy of these things.
Yeah. You know? Well, and the problem with buying any foreign film in a digital format is
because they can remove the license any fucking time.
There's that, and you're not necessarily guaranteed that you're going to, you know, have the right subtitles or the right dubs, or you're only going to have the option of one or the other.
Yeah, how many Ghibli movies I bought on Apple Movies where it's only the English version, and I'm like, wait, you're not going to give me the Japanese one too?
Yeah.
Fucker, no, why you got to buy things separate? That's stupid. Anyway, that was one of my suggestions. And I picked up Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. And that's going to be my life for like the next couple of weeks, because it's now an open world game. Instead of it being a, you know, running down different hallways kind of game. It went from, like, Final Fantasy X's, like, you know, you have an area where you can explore, but it's very limited, to actually being open world, like how Final Fantasy VII used to be. And it's like, oh, I could see some shit that's going to scratch some itches that I've got in my brain for collecting and, you know, doing. There's a card game in it, finally. They've got all sorts of shit on the map that you can go and explore and do, like Horizon Zero Dawn had, and I'm like, oh, man. I'm about to spend a lot of fucking time playing this game. Oh, main God. Quest, I'll get back to that in 20 hours. You know?
God, Horizon Zero Dawn was a really, really good game, but it did not have enough content. It needed to be so much bigger.
When Forbidden West comes out, you'll love it because there's so much other shit that you can do in it. So...
As soon as it's available on PC. On PC.
Coming soon, because Sony's good about letting their first party shit go to PC, and I love that. So
I eventually, yeah, but they haven't been like, just do it at the fucking same time.
They gotta have a reason to sell consoles. That's the only reason they're doing it.
But your console people will still be console people. Your people who have consoles are still going to buy for the consoles. All you would be doing is opening up to another revenue stream, another group of people that would like to play your games, but will not buy a console.
Yeah, those are my suggestions. The new Final Fantasy, and go watch more foreign movies, especially Kikujiro. Fucking good. Yeah. Movie. Departures is good too. I've been having trouble finding. I'm like looking for region-free players that work on 110 voltage, you know?
I told you, it's like I'm damn near impossible to find movie.
And then there's the problem of importing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where I've got to convert money to buy the thing from another country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's going to take a bit for it to get here.
Right. And then there's always the chance it'll get here and you will not be able to actually play it or watch it on anything.
Or customs will open it and it'll come to my house all slashed up and broken because they wanted to see there was no fentanyl in there. You know,
right? Right.
What a wonderful country we live in, man. Okay, I've been talking about my stuff. What were you talking about? I can't remember.
I haven't really been watching much of anything, like rewatching old stuff. But I've mostly been listening to. I listen to audiobooks. Yeah. While I'm working.
I couldn't.
Because it's...
I fucking couldn't. I can't have words coming in here and, like, reading words. Like,
it causes a problem sometimes, but mostly it's nice to have something to kind of pay attention to. I wind up having to rewind a lot. Rewind a lot. But I've been listening to, I guess, kind of pseudo reading a book called The Expeditionary Force. It's a really fun, kind of cool sci-fi series that I stumbled across. But it's been really pretty good so far.
Nice.
And it's like 16 books long so far. So I was like... Like, oh yeah, fuck, give me that deep. Give me that deep lore.
I picked up a Ringworld book. I haven't been able to dive into it because I just know it's going to suck me in. And also the, what is the, God damn it. It's the one that came out on Amazon Prime that had the Wheel of Time. That's what it is. I started that book too and I'm like, no, I've got other series I need to finish first before jumping. I can't be reading four different fucking things at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I mistakenly brought up a different series I was reading on a book the other day. I'm like, I don't remember this character in the Expanse. What the fuck? Oh, wait, I was looking at a different book.
Yeah.
This took a really weird turn into fantasy. What the fuck happened here? Oh, and somebody wants to let you know that Horizon Forbidden West comes out on PC March 21st.
Nice. I will not be buying it.
No, because you don't have time.
Because I don't have time, and I am forbidden from playing games until I finish a thing. And then when I do, then there's an order of operations of games that I need to play.
Yeah.
I'll buy
what
it.
Sucks is being
I'll buy it because I'm gonna play it eventually. I'll put it on the wish list, and as soon as it pops up on sale,
yep,
I'll buy it.
Yep, same here. What sucks is being an adult and having the ability to get the things that you want, but the double-edged sword is not having the time to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Not much. I would love to just be able to go back to being young and like having the shit that we've got now, like going back and playing Guitar Hero. You know, it's like and getting good at it. You know?
It's everything's a sacrifice of sleep. If I want to play games or do things, it's fine.
You have to cut,
just like dig into the sleep time.
You've got to cut it off of one end and splice it onto the other and realize that there's not enough fucking hours in the day, especially as an adult.
Like, it's fine. I'll take a day off this month and sleep. That's what I'll do. Just cram it all. That's the way it works, right?
Yeah. And after,
that's the way it works.
After finding out how my sick leave, like, balances out for when it comes to retirement, I'm like, oh, I guess I need to start having more sick days then.
There's an upper limit? There's a cap?
No, I'll talk about it when we're out of here. So, guys, that's all we got for the episode. We're going to get the fuck out of here. That's episode 440 in the official can. And remember, everyone, you're welcome.
Go play a game or something. I don't know. There's not touch grass when it grows, but for now, just touch a loved one.
With consent.
Preferably.
Fucking A, man. See you guys later.